Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We're more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
I make them pop, he gets to swimming and don't wanna stop.
to wet up his face and still know how to come give me a kiss. Yeah, I need a guy. I know how to handle that stroke that he got. He think he be fucking, but boy, that ain't nothing. You gon' have to hit it. That's all you got? Come get your nigga. I can't get him out this wet ass pussy. He ain't tripping. I can't lie. I got some wet ass pussy. I need a bowl or a cup for this wet ass pussy. They be begging me to fuck from this wet ass pussy. And I make that nigga pop with this wet ass pussy. Then I hit him with that pop, yeah, wet ass pussy. Come get your son, he be sleeping in this wet ass pussy. And I don't run, cause I know I keep a wet ass pussy. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, 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 done with it.
I am.
Go, 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 done with it.
XO Music.
Go, done with it. My nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, 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 done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Girl, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, 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 done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. My nigga let me out, I'm about to go straight dumb. Call my girl, do my nails, put my waistband on. Well, he don't know, ain't gon' hurt him. But it's gon' be a murder if he find out I'm a flirter. Yeah, that's why I tie my shirt up. If he hit me, I won't answer. Tonight I am a member, a real exotic dancer that came down here from Atlanta. And if I fuck with a nigga, I'm gon' blame it on the liquor. If he take me out to dinner, if he ask me, I don't remember. And I don't know why he did it, but I'm with it, girl, forget it. We went to another city just so he can't roll up in it. Ain't no ring on my finger, tonight I'm living single. When I get around these niggas, I'm turning down my ringer. Cause my nigga let me out, I'm about to go dumb with it. Go, done with it. Go, 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 done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Girl, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go done with it. Go, done with it. Go, 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 done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Nigga let me out, now it's time for me to tip. I hope he don't trip when I get back to the crib. And bitch, you better tell him all night we been together. If he trip, don't let him scare ya. Girl, he know better, but to then we gon' dig. Don't mess up my wig, show him who they fucking with. Girl, you better get it big. So be careful who you mess with. Yep, that is my best friend. We so fine, we so sexy. Them other hoes is messy. It's our night,
it's our night,
it's our moment,
it's our moment.
We gon' walk around the club like we own it,
like we own it.
So when you see us take our picture,
yep,
we don't need no filter. I'ma post it on my page so I can remember that. My nigga let me out, I'm about to go dumb with it. Go, done with it. Go, 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 done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Girl, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go done with it. Go, done with it. Go, 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 done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it.
I got my hair, my nail, and my nail. We the baddest in the club, you can tell,
you can tell.
I got my hair,
I got my hair,
I got my nail,
I got my nail.
We the baddest in the club, you can tell.
Hey.
Black nigga acting. Why they mad?
I'm adding up, they subtract.
Got a DM from your nigga.
Say he tryna break my back.
Wanna fuck me, gotta hit me with
record. I won the rally at the tallies up like checkers. I can spot a fake nigga like a leopard. And I ain't bowing down to nail, no shepherd. See me on the North State, I was walking in my boots. Catch me on the 55, now I'm swerving in a coupe. I was really on the bus in my Reebok. And my pussy still better than a juice box. Black girl, why I'm pissing off the white car? Country bitch, know I hit the city just to shop. Pretty in some heels, blue jeans, top crop. It ain't no need for you to pray for me to flop. Bitches a flip, read scripts like they acted. Why they mad? I'm adding up, they subtract. Got a DM from your nigga, say he tryna break my back in. Wanna fuck me, gotta hit me with the back end. Bitches a flip, read scripts like they acted. Why they mad? I'm adding up, they subtract. Got a DM from your nigga, say he tryna break my back in. Wanna fuck me, gotta hit me with the back end. And you know, ain't much change. The range. When you see me, dress me as the status of the game. Don't compare me to no other, no, we are not the same. I'm the one to be, bitches three, like the letter C. I collect everywhere I go, like Monopoly. Play with my money, it ain't funny, it's gonna be catastrophe. Your majesty gon' cause a tragedy, don't put the blame on me. Black girl, pissing off the white cop. Country bitch, hit the city just to shop. Pretty in some heels, blue jeans, top crop. Ain't no need for you to pray for me to fly. Bitches a flip, read scripts like they acted. Why they mad? I'm adding up, they subtract. Got a DM from your nigga, say he tryna break my back in. Wanna book me, gotta hit me with the back end. Bitches a flip, read scripts like they acted. Why they mad? Break my back in. Wanna fuck me, gotta hit me with the back end. Back end.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Hip-hop.
To the Lamborghini Mercy.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop. Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio.
What's up, West Coast Wednesday? We back up in this DX. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Shit, I had some. I was going to put on some of that mariachi music, but my internet ain't fucking with me for some reason. Anyway, welcome to West Radio. If y'all calling online, y'all can hit us up. 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? I told you. All that pump ass shit was getting ready to start working today, so it ain't gonna work on Friday, so I might as well get it right today. We got the old girl Sweet P on the line. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, y'all?
Jojo Loco is on the line. And I think this is Isaac. 818, is that you, Isaac? 818.
Hey, this is Isaac. And I play for everyone.
I guess
what?
Not. 818.
I better stop.
Right. Who is that? That's JoJo?
That was JoJo.
Yes, that was me.
I wish I could remember what he said, because I still would have did the whole rundown.
Oh, I knew it wasn't him, nigga. I knew that was your monkey ass. Sitting up there with that old... You know what I mean? But anyway, what's going on, y'all? Nah. You should have put like a little bit, just a couple of more little whoops on there. What's going on, y'all? I had to go, actually, like a four for four. I had to throw my girl Echo in there. I ain't play Echo in a while, so.
Yeah, she's going off.
Yeah, I put one of the old girls up there. She was talking nasty. I said, let me go get Echo, little nasty ass, and put her in there. Yeah, what's the deal though? Shit, I don't know about y'all,
what's
but that was about, I'm about hot as a motherfucker around here, bro.
Man, tell me, it feel like it's August, nigga. September around this motherfucker, like it's summertime.
Yeah, it's 96 up here today. This shit ain't fair.
Imagine what summer's gonna be like. Oh Lord.
What? I thought you were gonna say we got to get right.
Oh, shit.
It was hot
today. I know y'all be having that humid kinda hot, but that shit, it gonna be humid.
It started off at 63 degrees here though, which is already weird for this time of year to me. But then at one point it was like 12 o'clock, but it said it was 69 degrees, but it felt like 79, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, nigga, I wish it was 79. I'd be happy at 60, 73 or whatever you said. I'd be happy as hell.
No, that's the thing. It was 69 degrees, but they said it felt like it was 79. That's 80 degrees. And then
I got
an ozone watch, and it went up to like, it felt like 93, but it was 80 degrees. And I was like, it's just weird.
Is that right, Mr. Everywhere in the building?
What's going on? Running behind schedule, man. I had a big label meeting with Tony earlier. I know he's trying to get me in on A&R, so I was tired of busy with that earlier. I had to catch up on my rest.
Oh, do your thing, man. Shit, it's all good.
Yeah.
We was going to here for 2 hours, so,
right.
You know.
How can I be your intern?
Oh, shoot,
right.
Man. I'm working on all them dynamics now, man. I got to get out there to Atlanta a week after my birthday. I told them I'd make it out there so they can go over the detail and all that stuff. So that's what I'm up against right now today.
Yeah, right.
Like it's all warm.
Right.
Warm.
Yeah, okay.
That's your
I wouldn't play around with that, man. I'm fighting health issues, but I wouldn't play around with that. They were like, you know, I got 30 years of experience, and they just like, we need you as A&R, bring them a great, talented female R&B artist that sounds like Beyonce. So when I walked up to them yesterday, they were just like, there's no way we're going to have you out there, and you know two wrong talents. And I said, that's what I go by. All that other scripted shit, I don't deal with, man. All that little funny hair, all this motherfucking running around with fucking the NBA young boys, twisted braids and all that shit, man, is out. I'm going for the raw talent, and that's it. You ain't got that. I don't even want to put my hands on it.
But then that's like looking at a book before you judge it. So, you know what I mean? Motherfucker might come in looking like a Skittle, but motherfucker might got lyrics. But
I'm
going to
go off with your talent. I'm not going to go off because you want to sound like NBA Youngboy with some auto-tune. I'm not going off of that.
No, this is what I'm saying. You can't invest in nobody that's a goddamn liability. If they out there not worried about living to see tomorrow, then why? You know what I'm saying? That's the thing.
Right.
That hot boy shit is over with. You're an investment. You're supposed to be flying straight. You're rich now, you know?
Ralph and Lucci facing federal charges on gang activity. It's like you done tied all that money up into somebody trying to live a lifestyle, and once you make it in the music industry, you got to separate yourself. Look at Snoop. You got to say, hey, man, shit, I'm going to bring y'all on board, but all that bullshit, we got to leave alone and get this bag. I don't have time for it. Me.
You know, he's so stupid. He got a bunch of kids out here, too, and he doing all of that.
Who that?
That Lucci dude. He got a bunch of kids out here, and he just caught all in charges.
Then Honeycomb Brady, the dude from Mobile that got his grandparents got killed. You know, they picked him up in Alabama, and he gone, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all dudes. Y'all blessed with the opportunity many dream to have. And it's like the same thing with athletes. When you blow that opportunity on some bullshit, man, it's like it don't make no sense.
Yeah, and there's too much of it going on. Kodak Black going right back to the pen. It's like y'all getting all this money, and then the record company can't make the money back off of you because your ass is locked up and can't record. But what they normally do is tell you, I need all three albums done before you go do that 5 years. We want all of them done. So you like, shit, I got to go do all these albums, and then I'm locked up and can't make no money off of shows. And I'm like, hell, everybody I'm touching on, we going to go get the real bag. So that's why that opportunity was presented to me early on today. And that's what I'm going to stick to, the format, all that weed and seed shit. I ain't going to have to worry about doing it. First thing you do, you pull up, and they talk sounding like young boys, sounding like Migos, sound like anybody. They're just trying to pattern themselves and get their foot in the door. I'm going to tell them no from the gate.
Exactly. I hope somebody do, because we don't need no more, none of them motherfuckers.
It's too many clones, man. It's too many clones. One hit wonder. They putting out one single, and then next thing you know, you go through the drive-thru at Burger King. You see them at the drive-thru at Burger King that night, and that morning you see them at the car wash detailing car. Career over with. Trinidad James.
God damn it. I hear you. That's one of them.
So good.
Yeah, but shout out to Gail Smiley. You know, so that's been a good blessing I got today.
A lot of the people that's the gimmicky people not really making all the rappers. I mean, they're not making the money. The rappers, the singers, none of them. The people that's making the money is the people that's writing it. You brought up Trinidad James. He said that he been doing way more writing than he would do with his own career anyway. So, like, I feel like that's weird. Because he got known for what he was known for, but that's not what he doing to make money. It's like the people you see on TV is not really the ones making the money most of the time. It's the people behind the scenes.
Well, that's good. Right. It's safer behind the scenes. At least let them get shot at. I'll ghostwrite.
Yeah.
That's that part.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yep. And do the little internet TV shows and stuff, because you all on TV and you doing all of this and lasers and lights and shows and shit, and you ain't the one who got no money. All these stories end up the same damn way, man.
You got to have structure when you writing also, because it's like DJ Quick, they burn up that check. I was laughing. I'm like, DJ Quick, come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all had Dr. Dre stamping his name on everything, produced by Dre. Y'all doing the beats, and now y'all talking about y'all want y'all money, and they chunk y'all some goddamn cheese and crackers, and y'all bit on it, and you were hungry. And now you talking about 30 years later, oh, I want my money, I want my resistance. I'm saying, watch Five Heartbeats. They told you on Five Heartbeats, the whole music industry was displayed to you on Five Heartbeats. So if you didn't watch Five Heartbeats, don't get in this industry. It tells you everything. And that's the Dr. Dre stamped his name, produced by Dre, and then, okay, we're going to give you $1,500, DJ Quick. Okay, all right, I'm going to pay my damn Corvette partner for the month. And then 30 years later, you holler about, oh, I'm broke, I need my money.
Yeah, I was just telling somebody that shit. I was just telling somebody
that
shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can't fuck with it.
They were trying to get you to do that. And that's good. You got to be on your P's and Q's to get that.
You got me fucked up.
Yeah, you the DJ Quick, a super producer, and you getting $100 royalty check from Death Row, really?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you can't. That shit is not.
You really can't squeeze nothing from Death Row.
Nah. But you know the thing about it is that's what people do. They, you know, they take that money, but they don't realize that this motherfucker's getting ready to make probably about 20 times more than what he just gave.
Not 20 times. Not even 20 times. Like 100 times more.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was just being nice. Because all of
the
songs don't go back.
Yeah, well, see, my boy
Knucklehead. And the thing about that, too.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, my boy Knucklehead, he produced that. I love this shit. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, 3P, go ahead.
I'm sorry, yeah, I was going to say, like, even if they pay you $5,000 for a beat, but over 30 years, how much could you have really made your own self? Yeah, I know you could have made more than $5,000, so... That's the one thing people need to think about, too.
Yeah,
well,
boy, $1,500 for the, Man, I Love This Shit by August Alsina. That was the number one R&B song out. And all he got was $1,500 because he signed with a production company, Noontime. And all they do is they get your beat, they give you the studio to work in, and they get your beat, they go sell the Def Jam for $20,000. Plus they say, okay, we want to split off of that, and then all you get is $1,500. So when I seen Knucklehead back here in Texarkana, I'm like, damn, man, where's the big cars and all that, man? You got the number one song out. Man, it ain't everything you seen, man. I just got $1,500 for the beat. And I said, you didn't get nothing else? No, man, I didn't know nothing about all that other stuff, man. I just knew I had access to the studio. I said, God damn, boy, you got number one hit out. Whoa. Playing all the radio stations. And all you got was $1,500. You like, Uncle Errol, as soon as I got my check, I was gone. And all you get, that's sad.
Here's the thing. It's a catch-22. Because if you know too much, then they ain't going to want to work with you. If you don't know nothing, then you're going to take the risk of getting pimped. You know what I'm saying? So it's best to, like these days.
Why you think they won't work with
me? Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. The first year that I met y'all, Scratch, but you know, because Chris do the mixtape stuff, and that's to get attention when you rap off of somebody else's beat. It's solely to get attention. It's not to make money. So you're getting people attention. And one thing about it, you know, as a producer, if somebody rap off your beat, if you don't like the way it sounds, you could take it down. Just take it down. If you don't like what they're doing, if you like it, you can leave it up there, but you'll still get paid because it's tracked to you, you know. So a lot of people have left him up. If you go back and you look at his stuff, it has like, oh, okay, this is Wiz Khalifa's beat, this is so and so beat, this is so and so, but it's still there. With that being said, people was calling him, No ID called him, the real No ID. And after they talked to me, they didn't want to talk to him no more because they thought, because, you know, they couldn't just do what they did to everybody else.
Oh, damn, sweet. No, I'm good. But you got his best interest at heart. You know, you got his best interest at heart, so that's just the game. And they like, oh, shit, we can't pimp them. So, you know,
they'd be like, why the hell they put her on the phone? God damn.
Yeah, because what they're doing now, they say, hey, I want to sign you. And then they like, I got $10,000 in my pocket right now. Let's go to the hotel room. Boosie, all that. They trying to sign for $10,000 to $15,000, $20,000 out the pocket. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
$3 million off of you. When they run to the label, look, I got this new artist. They going to stamp on the advance, probably $300K. But they going to give you that $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. You, oh, I got a goofy chain. He done bought for about $2,500. And then gave me $20,000 in my pocket. And then that's it. And you looking crazy. But that's the name of the game. Now they're like, man, all these things. Everybody's desperate.
But
I pray
people
that you think we're desperate with them folks. So that's a good deal.
See, people don't know about points. They don't know about none of that old stuff when it comes down to, you know, you being a producer, you know, and all of that stuff. Those are all those things that you got to see in the contract. You know,
mechanical royalties.
Right, exactly. You know, people don't understand that shit. You know, so you might be over there making a gang of money overseas and won't see none of that shit.
Yeah,
you got true. C-Tech, you got joined with C-Tech.
That's in
your
contract.
And then, what is it called? What's that? Like Sweetie was saying, when you got that song, when you got your song registered with, what is it, Soundbase or whatever, where they take a DNA of your track and your song, and it like encodes it and it records it in real time. So, like, a producer would still get credit for that mixtape track because it's still they beat, you know what I mean? It still counts, I guess, as a stream towards them or whatever, however. But well, yeah, it's the playing field being leveled to where we don't need the label no more. You just do what you got to do to get the leverage, and then when they need you, then they got, you know what I'm saying? Or you just keep rocking independent. How you do? Don't get pimped. That's all, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it ain't too much that a label could actually do for you. You know what I'm saying? Because all of the stuff that the label do, you could do your own. You could go to one of them damn sites and get your own shit put on SoundCloud and, I mean, not SoundCloud, but Tidal and all them other motherfucking platforms, motherfucking Google Music. You're going to do all that shit yourself now. But everybody talk about, oh, yeah, we'll give you a distribution deal.
Nah,
you do that shit yourself.
That's the only thing they used to be able to do is give you exposure outside of your hometown and get you places. But you could do that at the click of a damn mouse right now. You ain't, you know, virtual shows and streaming little video clips.
You just need them for marketing. That's it. The marketing budget is the key to it all. All that, everything digital is digital distribution. So it's like, look, I just need a marketing budget. I need the top cities, radio station commercials, TV commercials, stamp me in there so everybody knows what's going on. The rest of the groundwork I can do myself. But once you learn that format, they like, well, damn, okay. How much you talking? Okay, this is what we want. I don't want no upfront money to buy no damn Hellcat, none of that shit. I want all my money going to marketing. Like, I'll make my money on my end instead of, oh, your ass fucking $1.2 million and you ain't putting $300,000 towards me. You know, and that's
not even that. You know what I'm saying? They won't even put that much on you, see? Because, look, back in the day, you know, if somebody gave you a distribution deal, right, and even if you was doing your own shit, what them motherfuckers would ask you is how many promotional dollars do you got? Because if you had, like, they would fuck with you if you had, like, you know, about 100,000 promotional dollars, 200,000 promotional dollars, they'll fuck with you because they are master promotional dollars. If you have 50,000, they might fuck with you. But they will give you a distribution deal because that means that they're going to make sure that all of your songs was everywhere in the record stores, all the radio and everything. But your promotional dollars had to be big if you was doing it solo. You know what I mean? So it's different now. Everybody could go and get a distribution deal without giving up nothing, but however many percentage you decide you want to give them, or whatever y'all negotiate, or if you are just a damn fool and take what they want to give you. But distribution ain't nothing without promotion.
Right.
You know?
Casey, all them Spotify's and the iTunes and all that. All that is a library shelf. That book is on your music is on a library shelf. Until somebody says, "Hey man, this is a good read," and everybody says, "Hey, this is a good song," then you just stuck on a library shelf with that marketing. And it's saying, "Hey, go to aisle 9, go to third shelf, and pick out that book, which is CD or one that song. Pick that song out. The shit is hot." So that's what that marketing is all about, letting them know exactly where you at. Because they're putting on the platform to say, "I'm signing to Spotify.com." It's just like signing on a ketchup, a national with ketchup and mustard on it. It ain't worth a hill of beans.
Yep, that's all it is. They just sit, it's just sitting there. You know, and I put one song on all them platforms. Just one. Just because it was the first time that I put everything on all of the platforms. You know, we made some money like a mug, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I was like, all right, let me do my homework on this shit. So the next time I put out the albums or some more singles, I know exactly how to market it and who to market it to, you know what I mean? So it's a whole lot that go along with it. Everybody thinks that you can just make a hot song and throw it up there and people just gonna gravitate to it. The people gravitating to it is probably your homeboys, you know, your little cousins and all that old shit. And people don't realize it take about a year before you really start seeing any results out of it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's just the way it is. But I got something wicked for their ass, because I just got my LLC papers today, so I'm about to kick this shit way over to the next notch.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so motherfucker, True West Entertainment West LLC is official as of today.
Official as a referee whistle.
Huh?
I say official like a referee whistle.
You know what I'm saying? The one that goddamn zebra shirt. Nah, not the zebra shirts, because you can go to Foot Locker and they got them. But
yeah, that's the ones they use when the Lakers play Sacramento, but I ain't going to bring that back up, them Foot Locker refs y'all had.
No. It was somebody, yeah. It was one of the Lakers wearing it. It was one of their players was wearing the shirt.
Oh, man. Put my goddamn sound effect that.
Hey, that was the salesman who went in there and got a size 11, and then he got a size 11 and a half, and then he said, "Go get a size 12," and walked in the back, and the guy put his regular shoes in the box and walked off with uneven shoes. So they fired him again and hired him for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Boy,
yeah. Wait, who did that?
Man.
Sales joke.
Yeah.
Man. Hey, y'all got to lead the Lakers up out of this, bruh. I'm just saying. Lakers ain't got nothing to do with what we talking about. We'll talk about that later. Nah, but yeah, they finally sent everything today. So, you know, now I could go on and I'm really trying to head over there to Sirius now. Gotta have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
congratulations, so. King Scratch. That's big. That's big. You know.
Shoot. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's only gonna be as big as we make it. I put it to you like that. Yeah, so it's just as big as motherfuckers make it, because it's just something that's making, you know, shit a little bit more official versus sitting around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas got to really kick it in the overdrive, because when it's time to pay that bill in another year, I ain't trying to do it with my own money. Fuck that. It's corporations. You got to pay for that motherfucker with corporate money. Shit. But yeah, shit.
What's I need some fire. I need that heat. I got this program. I've been working on this program today. Shoot, man. Blast that heat over here now.
Okay.
I'll come back to you.
Oh, like that's what I'm talking about. You got that coming. You got that coming. Well, you know, while we own it and talking about that shit, let's see here. I'm trying to see. Let me see something. It's something I wanted to play. I don't know the name of that motherfucker. Well, we definitely get ready to get into a couple of songs. I'm just trying to see which one of these motherfuckers I want to play. I'm going down in the motherfucker, in the gutter. I'm going way in the gutter. Damn, I'm on the own C. C, C, C. Who's in C? Who's in C? Who's in C? Damn, this motherfucker going backwards or going forward? Excuse me. I know what I want to play. Check this out, True West Radio. We're about to go on and jump into a couple of songs. I'm going to play this goddamn Candyman song. I was thinking about it last night, so I'm going to play this motherfucker. True West Radio, hit us up, 323-642-5097, and we'll be back. Yay, yay. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Hopefully I can have some Mexican music when I get back. All right.
Everything works. Everything
spit
works.
That lava.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
I spit lava, you ain't gotta hype it. It's all in my brain, I ain't gotta type it. Everything wet, fuck everything else. Do this shit to death, run these streets by myself. Sick, any train robber, O.E. zipper. Old niggas still got hoes on the zipper. I'm off my meds, got the doc looking for me. But I'm back on the block, getting money with the homie. I can't change, won't change, still getting bread. In the back of the Mac, niggas still getting head. I can switch teams like LeBron and still getting rings. You can do what you want to when you move like the king. What's wrong with me? Throw them dubs in the air. That side go down when it's bud in the air. It's enough to go round, cause it's love in here. But if you niggas act up, I dump slugs in here. Everything west, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. Fuck with true west, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. Everything west, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. I fuck with true west, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. No horses or anything with wheels. Ride no niggas who think they got skills or got kills. Assassins in my squad, lyrical terror, a smoke from the raw. 6 million ways, you know the rest of the phrase. Choose one, we make it count when it pays. Who stays, who go, who high, who froze. Y'all know the business and everybody knows. True West, True West, that's what I'm yelling, no secret. Every single day I yell at frequent. That's what I love, like my nymph so fly. I'ma ride with my crew till the day that I die. Some defect, but I'm staying right here. Hands on knowledge and a hand on the beer. Disrespect the truth, I think that you minor. You are what you are, but what you not is a rider. Everything west, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. Fuck with true west, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. Everything west, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. I fuck with true west, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders.
Any nigga that ever looked at me wrong, owes me money, or ever said any jealous bullshit about me is fucking dead.
Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
True West, that's what I'm yelling. Two time telling, them when I'm yelling. Been to every state, but I'm West Coast dwelling. I keep the dope, everything that I'm selling. Stayed out the trap, but I went to the pen. Writing G shit again. 2012, it's been 5 years ago. Niggas thought they wouldn't hear me no more. Since I got my big jaw tricks and I'm done. I had to power up cause my Uzi weighed a ton. Keep shit wet as I should. I would go gangster like some of y'all wish you could. I'm just starting on my finish. You need help, homie, like a scene from Menace. Throw your dub up, nigga, throw your dub up. I had to go refill my cup, what the fuck is up?
I'ma wet ya, before you hit the ground, I'ma catch ya. In the place where the bodies lay. If you don't believe, just watch what I say. To all y'all busters, you know what's up. I took time off just to refill my cup.
I'm old
makes the offer.
Connoisseur Chris. I'm sick and tired of the sadness. I'm sick and tired of the madness. I'm sick and tired of the stress. 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 I'm sick and tired of the madness. I'm sick and tired of the stress. I'm sick and tired of the madness. I'm sick and tired of the stress. 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 Anxiety, they make my stomach hurt. Stress make my head hurt. Depressions make decisions worse. Shut me down, make me curse. Why I gotta feel it first? Been waiting on this last laugh. They've been laughing since my past. So what does my future have? I got the same 3 for 10, but the plug gave me 5. You say I heard the song, I know you're going through it, get high. He OG, so I drive from the other side to another side. It take about 30 minutes, with traffic by 45. My whole life been God, music and pain. Sex, weed, and rain. Estimation. It's a shame, man, they go straight to the brain. My body numb to it, my face numb to it. I'm about to succumb to it. I don't know what I can do, it's all problems. J-Dog back tripping, about to rob him. I'm on the edge, seeing black, almost ready to hit the track. I've been too far to go back, if I quit, it's a wrap. I'm sick and tired of the sadness. I'm sick and tired of the madness. I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired of the stress. I'm sick and tired, I'm depressed.
DJ Hell Love, I'm
Tanya Park, a federal coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
West, sir. This Ill Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
What up, y'all? We back in the damn building. True West Radio. Man, I'm sitting up here trying to punch these buttons and shit. This shit is crazy. Come on, give it up. We got Mr. Everywhere in the building. We got CP in the building. We got JoJo in the building. And we got my nigga 86 in the building. We gonna try this 818 one more time. 818.
Yep, that's me, baby.
I knew it was you. We were saying something earlier and you didn't say nothing, so I kept it moving.
Okay. All right. Great to be here, man. Love your station, man. It's really awesome. How you guys doing today?
We all good like firewood.
That's awesome, man. I'm listening to that Miami, MIA, baby. 305 in the building, you know? You know what it is. But, basically, I just want to thank you for, you know, supporting my career and the record, Uganda, Breath Rare, home. It's going to drop, like, the next other month, so... Right now, I got a new record called Done. It's a hot record. Go copy that record in your stores. It'll be up this weekend. So go copy that record and keep supporting me. Just follow me at ISAACJAZZIN. That's all, brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
It's all good. We right here.
Just talking to music. You can play my music for your audience so they can know what's up.
Oh yeah, just send me the new shit so we can put it on there.
That's awesome. Yeah, you can also go to isaacjazzin.com, check me out. But man, I got much love for you guys. You play awesome music, and it's awesome. You know, I'm from Cali as well, and yeah. I represent also North Hollywood. Shout out to North Hollywood as well. 818, baby.
Oh yeah, 818.
And
cracking,
Fred.
Man. Yo, what up?
Chris told me to say to you, thank you, because you know I be having it on speaker when we go to the commercial break, so he be hearing you play a song and stuff. So he told me to tell you, thank you.
Oh man, that's my boy. Especially you know the song when he be giving it up to a motherfucker. I just didn't play that one. I was trying to go back to back, but my wireless internet went out, and my wife was in there, boy. So she ain't got the internet. She in there wilding. So I had to run back. I had to go and try to reset the internet and make sure she was straight and run back. I was like, shit, because I was going to play back to back. I'm going to play another song, though. Because I need to get everybody in there, so I'm going to make sure everybody online. Everybody online.
Well, it's always a surprise. He wanted to say thank you.
I still got to get the link. We got to get each other's link, too, sweetie. So, me and Chris can hook up, though, too. He dope, man. Still, that shit dope.
You know what? I'm going to tell y'all, I had been sick. I just didn't tell nobody that I had been sick. That's why I didn't follow through. on that, but I haven't talked to Buddha Ali either, but I got Mr. Everywhere number in my phone to get in touch with you, but I don't know, y'all. Something crazy been going on with me, but I'm going to get it together, but I think it's allergies, but...
Yeah, probably is, but we're going to pray for you and make sure everything is good, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow, I'm going to... Somebody goes in. Time out. Yep. All right, time out. Tomorrow, I'm supposed to do an interview with somebody, one of my boys. I'm supposed to do an interview. I don't know what time or anything yet, so, you know, I'm going to have to get everybody's email address, too, because I guess it's going to be another one of them Zoom things. You know, they want to interview me about some West Coast stuff like that. I'm going to have Scotty D on there. You know, I'm going to have, you know, my boy Sporty C on there. Probably a couple other people, you know what I mean? Because they want to just ask about some West Coast stuff. So I don't know what time, but I need everybody's email address so I can go on and send it to dude. Hopefully, he's going to be letting everybody on. But I told him it was just going to just be us, but I don't know what time. I think it's going to be, I don't know, probably about 4. No, as a matter of fact, I think it's going to be 6, just like we're doing the radio show. You know, so I'll let y'all know, though. I'll make sure I call everybody and let y'all know exactly what it's going to be. But, you know, if y'all want to check that out, because I know he's going to try to squeeze some questions out of me that I'm not going to answer. I got the short version, I got the long version. You got the picture.
I want to see. I like watching this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be on there, shit. Because we had a media-only thing on Saturday, and he was on our media-only on Saturday. So we're doing... No, that was Sunday. So now I'm going to drop on his show on tomorrow. I just got to make sure I know the time and let them know that these are the people that I want to be in. And then you ought to get an email so y'all can jump in on the Zoom. You know. But
don't forgive them mine, because I know it's going to be a lot of people on there, because I remember when you did my show with that dude that get on my nerves. It was a lot of people on there. Like, it had booted me off my own show because you was on there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a few people get on my nerves, but in any case, let's get ready to be deep tomorrow, you know, because, you know, it's actually an L.A.-based show. Like I said, I'm going to call tonight and make sure I know what time, and, you know, I need to get everybody emails if I don't have them already. And then, you know, we'll get everybody in. Because I know, hell, he want an audience any motherfucking way, so he shouldn't decline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. L.A.-based cat, you know what I'm saying? He out of L.A., so. Yeah, it ought to be pretty fun. I like answering questions.
I like some little Zoom. It's kind of interesting. Especially, it's one thing when you hear, you know, these little, you watch stuff on TV, but they edit it. But when you hear it from the people they stuff and y'all get to tell your own stories, it's different.
Yeah, you know, I kind of got my own little scripted stories for different radio stations and stuff like that. I just do my little scripted shit. It ain't wrote down. I just know what, I mean, they ask the question, I give them a little bit, and that's about it. You know what I mean? Things that people want to know about a whole lot of stuff, but there's a whole lot of stuff that I know that nobody knows, but the people to get up. You know, so that's what that's all about. But yeah, it ought to be pretty fun, you know. Get on and talk to you. Hopefully it'll be different. I want to be able to see everybody. I want to see all of the fucking, all of the callers. They got it to where if you talk, they go in and out. I want to see everybody. So, yeah, after the show, I'm going to call them and see what's going on. Hey, look, I got my email address. Just make sure y'all send it just so I can double check. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't got this King Scratch, email don't come.
Oh, your phone breaking up a little.
Oh, is it? See, I got to walk around. See, that's the whole thing about it. I love walking around. I'm not used to sitting in front of a damn computer. When Bud was around, he'd be doing that shit. I'd be all outside and doing some other shit. I'm sitting in that one damn chair. This shit's fucking me up. Well, that's why I put the mix on so I can move around a little bit.
Brand new banger.
So, yeah.
I feel like it's this thing anyway. With a certain type of phone, they always do that after a while.
Well, you know, my studio, if you come in my studio, a lot of people would. Some people have to go stand outside. That's how bad they fall. They got to go stand in the driveway. They got to come out the studio. Country singer, his phone's so bad, that motherfucker had to go stand in the middle of the street down there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about my studio. I don't know if it's just too much electricity and too much Wi-Fi and all of that shit going on or what. But at least I can sit over here until I get ready to play my next song. Play the mix. Shit, that motherfucker off for 31 minutes. I ain't even got to go over there yet until I get ready to play the next song.
Sometimes it's just this program. Sometimes it's not our phone. You know, it's not always the phone. Because I used to do this from a landline. And it would still cut me out sometimes, too.
I remember I used to do it on the landline, and it'd be that time motherfucker be like, "You sound like the devil." You have that little eerie ass sound. And I'd be like, "What?" Then have love be running, so I can hang up and call back. But the way it is now, I can't hang up and call back. If I hang up, it's a wrap. Yeah. So hey, shit, check this out. So what program you out there running?
Well, I'm messing with Logic right now, you know what I'm saying? I got a Pro Tools is intimidating, but I think I probably can figure it out now that I'm, you know what I mean? And little by little, I just got to get myself, you know what I'm saying?
Logic is more intimidating than Pro Tools.
Yeah. True.
Logic. You gotta do way more shit on Logic than you gotta do on Pro Tools.
I had to figure that. I had GarageBand and Pro Tools, but I had my studio sitting down for like 8 months, so I didn't even touch nothing. I didn't see keeping on paying that membership for Pro Tools, so I just let it go. But I'm gonna get it back.
Oh, well, yeah, if you got Pro Tools 12, that's what you got to pay for. Hell, I got Pro Tools 10. I ain't paying shit. Yeah. I wasn't going to do that. All my boys did it. You know, they go on and pay for that Pro Tools 12. I'm not doing it. Mm-mm. Yeah.
So you got to pay for every month or so?
Yeah, they make you subscribe.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. Yeah,
to the UAD software stuff. But, I mean, it could be worth it. You know, you're getting you know. But I'm just scared of getting the, I'm scared it's gonna glitch out if I get the boot, you know what I'm saying? The what they call it, you know, the download version or whatever, so it's all good.
But
I just look at that as investing in myself, you know.
I'm just going out to send you folks who's team, because that's just as good. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just don't understand why come you can't just pay for the program. Like, why do you have to charge people every month? I feel like that's, you know, that's kind of reaching. That's not cool. Because everybody going through something right now. Now is not the time to charge people every month. Charge them what they gonna charge them and let them go home and try to make them some money.
Well, I mean, I don't know either, because it's a whole lot of, you know, programs that I got. Well, it's only a couple of them. I know it's just one program I got. You know, they only charge you $10 a month. That's cool. I can deal with that. You know what I'm saying? It's a plug-in. So I could take the $10 a month. But, you know, when you start getting all outrageous, how much is Pro Tools? I think they want you to pay for it for the month, or you pay for it for the year, and all of that shit. I don't want that shit that bad. The shit I got is working fine. But see, that's what everybody
wants. Yeah,
then
you got to bring the upgrade. Yep.
I ain't fucking with it. They got me fucked up with that one. I'm not doing it. I got Pro Tools 10 on both of my Macs. I'm just using that. That's all I need. I got all the plugins I need. You know, so I don't have to, you know, why upgrade? You know, I don't see the logic in it. Then, you know, because one of my business partners, he got Pro Tools 10. And, you know, one of the producers in the group, you know, they sharing the Pro Tools 10. So one is on Pro Tools 10, the other person can't be on it. You know, so that don't sit good with me either. You know, they share an account because, you know, a lot of stuff you could put it on two computers, but you can't run them at the same time.
Hey.
Oh, wow. This is go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I said while I'm thinking about it, I heard that Tupac estate won his master's day.
Yeah, what
okay.
happened?
They got the master's back. Tupac's estate. Whoever's the beneficiary of his estate got the right to all his master's back.
Well, if they got the real, if they got the real, I got the DAC. That's all I'm talking about.
And they said they got enough for like 2 albums or something to come out. You know, worth of material.
I got more than that.
Well, that's what I say. Maybe you need to team up with them. Like, hey,
yeah, man. Yeah.
All right, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah, well, they, I don't know. I got that. I ain't got the wheels. I got that. So if they got the wheels, that's good. Go on, do y'all thing. I'm pretty sure I got more shit on these decks than they got on them wheels.
Yeah.
So
you do got some shit. I wonder if Kia D erased it or she still got it over there. Cause I think she played a couple of them over there too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if they in the system, she can't do nothing with them.
No,
that's
I don't care about. Know, just to owe her, you know, how you left
yeah,
my shows up. I wonder, did she leave them up or did she take them down, you know, when she got upset or whatever?
No, well, yeah, we still got all the sweet spot stuff on here.
Man, you know, I told you what happened with that.
Yeah.
I had to take me a little break because of that. If I hadn't known, though, that he was just bullshitting, I would have told him, fuck him, and kept on going.
Man, I still got a gang of, I don't know if all of them is in there. I don't know how many, but it's a gang of Sweet Spot songs on there.
Yeah, I tell them, fuck you on air, next caller.
Yeah.
I'd have known, but I saw he threw all my hard work away, and I had to take a break, because I was like, well, I ain't mad at everybody else, man. I ain't fucking with this motherfucker right now.
Well, I mean, as far as the episodes, they still up there. We never
yeah,
all
no,
our
that, he called me and told me everything was gone.
Nah. Nah, the episode.
Yeah, that's why I was
there.
Like, well, I'm going to just take a break. And I was like, I don't want to cause no trouble between nobody else or whatever. I was like, well, I'm going to just take a break.
Yeah, I don't even know some of these people that you got in there. Let me see. Let's see.
Well, you know who you can take up out of there if they're still in my folder.
Well, that one had no name. They just got names. They just got names.
The song.
Baby. Yeah, it just say the Sweet Spot. Baby.
See, that's because it was a certain program that I was using.
It's a whole lot of Sweet Spot songs on there. They're just, they don't have no names on who they are.
It's because he had me using a program where you could send them all at one time. But I didn't know that it didn't change the name of the song. So it really didn't help if you can't see what the songs are.
I see the names of the song. Baby, Crazy, Sexy, Cool, Dreaming. Where I be, I like to smoke, on a mission, pull up, that one say 2 chain.
Pull up, that's Chris.
Huh?
I say pull up, I think that's Chris. But some of them other ones, he gonna have to come his ass up off of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, shit, once they load it up, we can't take them out, I don't think. I don't think we can take them out. I have to see if we could just download them, and then you can just go through them and see what they are. I see them all. See if I can go in there and just go to the song, and then maybe I can save them. I don't know. I never tried to do that.
But people we don't fuck with can come out.
I got you. Well, I know what we're going to do to my nigga on the line with us. Split Bucket. Jump into some of my nigga songs. Let's see, 86, where you at? Where you at, 86? Let me see. Yeah, we're going to go 86 out for a minute. We got 39 minutes left. If y'all listening online, y'all want to call in, give us a call, 323-642-5097. Y'all don't want to call, fuck y'all. We love y'all anyway. I'm just saying.
Shout out to JoJo friends because they be listening for real.
Oh yeah. Shout out to everybody that man that's locked up, man. Y'all be listening to us, man. Stay strong. It won't be long. You know what I'm saying? And if it be long. You know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know, you got something to listen to. We got your back over here. You know what I'm saying? At True West Radio, you know? All right. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
We getting ready to go. We probably getting ready to hit that 3 for 3. We got 38 minutes left. Let me hit that 3 for 3. We got 86, baby. Let's go. Ha!
This whole day had me
blown player. Got into it with both neighbors and served with the Vos papers. It's so major, next to coke capers. Bitter custody battle, homie, and then come to alimony. See, as a bachelor, I was macaroni. Shacked with Tony Braxton, looking dime piece. Ain't nobody cattle on me. Then I joined the holy matrimony. Got the 3.5 BBS rock with the platinum, homie. She whipped the snapper on me. I said the cat was cool. I guess he thought that that gave her the green light to act a fool. Coming unglued, catching the attitude. Pouring gas and throwing matches on my gator boots and matching suits. My first instinct was to take off on her and crack her tooth. You know what that can do? Have your hands shackled in back of you and have you labeled as a wife beater. You decide to leave her, then you start thinking, damn, I might. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she suffers, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game for fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. I'm talking chauvinistic, cause from time to time I go ballistic. Call her all kind of hoes and bitches, still one of them blow me kisses. This bitch is so delicious. I'm high, it was served cold on some soapy dishes with salty fries and moldy. I deserve it for the times I made her hair stand like a peacock. So a mighty blow, meant to plant my fist in the sheetrock. She out the door like Flojo, now I got to chase her three blocks. Nosy ass neighbor on the phone calling up the cops, making the situation sound worse than it really is. Norm, we do this twice a month, round the first and the 25th. Grab her purse and the kids and the car keys, she off the mama. She said she's sick of me, she's tired of me walking on her. She left her envelope on a nightstand, I read the letter. She wanna clear out the joint account, she need to get ahead. And I'm so hot, I'm seeing red. Talking about taking half my green, now it got me reminiscing on the blues they used to sing. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she suffers, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game for fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. It was a bitter split, I'm out smoking me a cigarette trying to calm down. Here she come back to ignorant. Time to call her mom now to come over and get her shit. Cause if I lay the bomb down and mess around and split her lip, I'ma end up on the compound. Girl, you ought to know to give a man space. Get out a man's face. Don't put yourself in a man's place. Hit me with that damn bass, I promise you won't stand a chance. Cause both of us gon' be leaving here in the ambulance. She smashed the bass and said, we're finished, different history. In December when it's nippy, please remember to forgive me. In the beginning we was winning, now the chemistry is missing. The kids won't see my stocking on the chimney at Christmas. The enemy has visited, our happy homie took her from us. Can't turn back the hands of time, guess that's how the cookie crumbles. We ain't the only ones who took a shot at love and loss. You might as well just drive me to the edge of the cliff and shove me off. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she suffers, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game for fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye.
I said I was going to go 3 for 3, man. But I think we're going to have to change it up a little bit. Check this out.
Connoisseur Chris.
Gosh, I'm going to blunt to this one. Let's get it.
I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me.
I be on my own note, walking to the beat of my own drum. Moving too fast for my shadow, for my sanity, I'm on the run. Trapped in a trap house for a few days, my stay stuck, trapped up, but I'm paid. Living on my rap, trying to find better ways, trying to find better haze, trying to find better days. I don't feel like myself, but I don't know what to feel. Do I want to go independent, or go give me a deal? I don't know who this Chris is, I'm on the outside and I'm looking in. I want to be a team player and drop 50 in the gym. I want to be like James, I want to be like Jay. I want to say fuck my job, I'ma work for what I say. I can't, my life's so fucked up, where I say I can't stay. I'm going through the struggle and the pain won't go away. I be on my own note, my own note. I be on my own note, my own note. I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the street. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. Tryna find time for this rapping shit, and I fuck up my trapping shit. And I fuck up my relationship, ain't got time for my friends and shit. I be on my own note, ain't got no time for myself. No privacy, I don't even sleep by myself. Hospital visits, not drinking water or eating healthy. Stomach pains, medicine can't change, you know how sick a cell be. No control of my energy, this cardio ain't helping me. I fuck my 6 for hours, but can't make it past a 3-on-3. I be on my own note, I hope my people understand. Locked up in the free, you know how they treat a black man. I need more than a CAT scan, I need to change my whole lifespan. I'm just trying to be who I am, if you don't like it, I don't give a damn.
I be on my own note.
It's like when you think you understand life,
my own note,
you find out you don't.
I be on my own note,
you gotta take it one day at a time, man.
My own note,
be yourself.
I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the street. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. I be on my own note. I be on my own note. I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
She like it like this. She like it like that. She like it like this. She like it like that. She like it like this. She like it like that. She like it like this. She like it like that. So I'ma go ahead, take it to a different level. I'ma show it, yeah. I'm a thug from the streets. Behind closed doors, girl, I'm a freak. I took it to a different level that she never knew. I kiss the body, show the body what I do. From her top, from her lips, though. Down to her hips, to her feet low. And now she ain't understand. Never fuck with a nigga like me, damn. She ain't understand about a thug, though. But I'm a real motherfucker, really, though. I know how to cut my shit on like a light switch. When I'm in the streets on some thug shit. When I'm at home on some freak shit. Take it to a different level on some real shit. She like the way I touch her body, got her hot. And pussy about to drip, drip, drip and drop. Now I'ma lick it up, get her drop. Oh, we. And now she hot. She like it like this. She like it like that. She like it like this. She like it like that. She like it like this. She like it like that. She like it like this. She like it like that. She like the gentle kisses on her body. Going off kissing on her body. Never had a body touch like this. Took her body to a different level on some real shit. She love the way I kiss her though. Sweet chocolate like an almond joy. Play games, I ain't playing boy. Touch your body, lose the control, nigga, here we go. It's like a car crash when I'm on it. And you never know, she got a real opponent. She love the way I touch her though. And she could go crazy when I touch her low. I'm just keeping it real. I'ma take it to a different level, sex appeal. Got her going up, feeling nice, she's winning top though. Got her going crazy, yeah, top, top model, bro. Real shit, real spit, I ain't playing though. Touch your body and then she go ahead and lose control. Hot, sizzling, can't stop, now she about to pop. She like it like this, she like it like that. She like it like this, she like it like that. She like it like this, she like it like that.
I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. I know that we just met and we both having problems at home, having long conversations on the phone. Your man is tripping, my girl is tripping, and you slipping into depression. I make you laugh, it's part of your confession. You wanna get to know me better as a queen. It's been about 3 years since you talked to any other men. You contemplating if you want a lover on the side. You got nervous and backed out the last time you tried. You shouldn't have told me that because I'm in pursuit like a high speed chase. Keep that smile on your face, just remember, leave your feelings at home. If we hook up, you think I'm there but I'll be gone every time you look up. A friend with benefits, that's what we need. Half on the room, half on the drinks, half on the weed. I never wanna hear that you love me. Bring your pussy over here and leave your heart with your hubby. I just wanna get ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been 3 weeks, late night creep. Motel sheets, suspicions from my peeps. But we still kick it every time we get a chance to. I'm glad you understand, I'm not here to romance you. Straight seduction and fulfilling our needs. You release your cues, I feel the rubber with seeds. You keep coming back because my stroke ain't gon' change. But later on we gotta talk because you starting to act strange. Mad when I'm leaving, happy when you see me. I'm supposed to please you, you supposed to please me. Don't get me wrong, I sympathize about your feelings. But if you gonna cook my rabbit, I don't want no kind of dealings. We could get together without bouncing the bed. Me and you was only sex, that's exactly what you said. If you use that L word, I'm gonna have to bullshit ya. A couple of times you trip, I think you brought your heart with ya. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been a long time. What's cracking? How you doing? Back in the day, it was you I was pursuing. Some years later, still fine as fuck, and your body still got me on stuck. Damn. You wanted me, you should've let it be known. Forget that bitch that I was with, that shit could've been on. If you feel the same way, let's get together and chill. If you wanna get a room, I got something on the bill. Are you with it? Damn, I can't wait to see you naked, counting down every hour, every minute, every second. Since you've been celibate, I promise that I'll be gentle, so the screaming won't disturb nobody else in the rental. Wear something sexy for your boy. If you got one, bring it to you. Playing with it is something I enjoy. After a little foreplay on my lap, I will hit you, but I'll throw your ass off if you brought your arm with ya. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
Damn. Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Headblood.
My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga? This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
Play-Doh. Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
True West Radio, I hope this shit work, let's go. Yeah, think of this audio. They fucked up. They was only going to say it once. I thought they was going to say it more than once. Thought they was getting ready to be Cinco de Mayo the fuck out. Anyway, True West Radio, just fucking around, man. Hold on. Let me get my damn shit back. Everything is fucked up right now. I'm trying to play Cinco de Mayo because, you know, giving it up for the folk, you know what I'm saying? Boy, hey, who that is? That my boy?
What up? You know it. You already know it.
Oh, what up, man? What's going on, fool? Then we got Mr. Everywhere.
Yeah, that Home Depot.
We got Sweet Pea. And Home Depot, yeah. JoJo Loco. And we also got 86.
Yeah. Hey, well, I thought he was about to start missing. I thought you was about to start missing.
Huh?
I thought you was about to start missing. I thought you was going to play that. Oh, yeah, come on, boss it.
I was trying to go and see if I could find Cinco de Mayo just so we could just bump that for a minute. Them niggas said Cinco de Mayo one time. I wasn't going to play the whole shit. But in any case, happy Cinco de Mayo, True West Radio, West Coast Biz, man. You know, we got all the folks up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? Moody, what's up, man? You know, tomorrow's that day I'm supposed to do that thing with old boy. Yo.
Yo. Yo.
Yo, what the deal is, man? What you doing back there? It's kind of like you got the kid reunion back there.
Yeah. Proud of the man.
I hear you. Oh, okay, that's what's up.
Shit.
But anyway, shit. Man, we just on there. We got about 18 minutes left. Just trying to see what everybody into, man. What's up? What's up for the weekend? Roosevelt Way is supposed to come out here on Saturday. So I guess we're going to be in here doing some Southern Soul music. That shit's so easy to make that it fucked me up. Because it seems like I always got to put some extra shit in it. The only thing that could go that shit is so simple. So I guess that's what I'll be doing on Saturday this weekend. So, you know, how y'all feel about the shows coming back? Motherfuckers can start doing shows again.
Yeah. That's great. That's good for them.
See, all that like underwater. It sound like you underwater.
I guess I don't go swimming, but I guess.
I was about to say, you swimming? You done went swimming then?
Nah, that shit crazy because it sounds like we really underwater.
Everybody else, do it sound like I'm underwater?
No.
That's you. That's your shit, girl.
I told you that's how it does.
There we go. I had to stick the phone out the window.
What the fuck you got the phone in the window for? It's probably right by the hot tub. It's somebody in the hot tub.
Hell no. Maybe in a hot tub. In your car, smoking a blunt.
Oh, so you gotta sit by the window. Oh, okay, I got you. I know a little busy in there and all that. Yeah.
I don't know. It seemed like as soon as I put my phone back in the car, it tripped, so I put it out the window.
Nah, it's all good. Yeah. Do your damn thing. Hope you ain't on the second floor, nigga. That's a long drop.
No. I mean, if that motherfucker drop, it's gonna drop about 2 feet.
Oh. Oh yeah, I can reach out there and grab it, nigga. I remember I stayed in Long Beach, nigga. I fired up a blunt. I forgot why I was doing it. I think my mama and them was in there or something. So I was out the window. We didn't have no screen. As soon as I lift that motherfucker, I dropped it. That shit fell right downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So the gate was locked, so I couldn't go the short way. I had to go all the way out the front of the building and then run down the little walkway to go get my blunt.
I mean, you know what? I'm just going to fuck that, nigga.
A nigga don't be balling like you, nigga. That was like, nigga, only had, nigga, you buy a dub sack, you only getting 2 blunts out the motherfucker anyway.
Oh, yes, and be careful, those of y'all that still got children underage, because my stepdaddy talked shit for a lot of years, and he just don't know. I started stealing weed from his weed can that's be sitting on the computer desk right now.
Like,
well, when that nigga got locked up, I was sick. I was like, oh, man.
He was like, pinch a little here, pinch a little there.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey, one thing.
That's one thing about me. I lock my weed up. So, therefore, if you think you're going to pinch that shit, my kid's got another thing coming.
See you later, man. Lock it up.
Shit, my kid's
in
the hallway.
When the homie dad was growing weed in the backyard, that nigga took us over there. Then told us, let's rob him. And nigga, we took all that nigga plant.
Oh,
Lord.
Hold on. Kitty. What's the fucked up part about Kitty. It is? Why we take the plans when a motherfucker's baby get butt?
Oh, yeah, y'all fucked them up before they even had buds on them. Y'all was smoking water leaves.
We were smoking a branch, nigga.
Hey, and a nigga couldn't even pretend like he was high.
Hey, we did, though. We were like, yeah, nigga, we fucked up. They went wrote it, and the cool part about it, we wrote it in a newspaper like we really knew what we was doing.
Hey,
Mr. Everywhere, tell you we had a school notebook paper and some crushed up leaves from outside, trying to act like we just doing something.
Oh, you feel it?
Mm. He's about to have a headache out this world. We ain't know what the hell we're doing.
The little green ones
with
that
earth,
grow out the grass, it didn't look like the herbal green. It looked like it was like tumbleweed coming out the front grass.
Shit, I had oregano.
Catnip. I had some catnip, nigga. Oh, nigga, you
hell
could
yeah,
have just paid.
And ghost and everything. Oh, some oregano.
I remember the first, and then we stole some seeds from my brother one time, and we thought we was old smoking that shit on the can while that shit was popping. I was like, oh, no, this shit is not working out.
I did that before.
Well, I know my son, they were trying to crush up some motherfucking seeds and smoke them motherfucker before. But when that motherfucker popped, because, nigga, I remember, nigga, with my father, when I was about 12, my father's like, here, you want to hit this with his boys because he played jazz and shit. And I was like, nah, not really. He's like, hit the motherfucker. As soon as I put that goddamn joint up to my mouth, that goddamn seed popped. I don't know if y'all know about popping seeds.
Yeah,
you got seeds.
That's,
mm-hmm.
that's way back.
I threw it on the couch, nigga. So now I'm about to burn the whole house down. Yeah, nigga, that weed used to pop.
Yeah, my homeboy, he went to Job Corps. He said they used to sell joints in Job Corps. He said they were roll up them buglers. You know, them bugler cigarette tobacco.
Yeah.
He said he'll put one seed in the beginning of the bugler, one in the middle, and one at the end. So them little pops, they swear they were smoking some weed and shit.
Nigga, that's the scariest part. Because I saw what, before I started hitting weed, before my pops let me hit the weed, I used to always see him smoking. Them motherfuckers be popping. I be jumping like a motherfucker. Like, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was the thing when he was like, here, man, you want to hit this? And I'm sitting up there at 12 going, no, I'm cool. I'm like, go ahead, man. You're going to do it eventually. And the only thing I thought about was that goddamn weed, that seed popping. And guess what happened? I hit that motherfucker and the seed popped. And threw that motherfucker on the couch. So all them motherfuckers running to the couch. I threw it. No, nigga, I was sitting like in a chair right next to the couch. When it popped, it scared me. And I threw that motherfucker, just threw it. That motherfucker landed on the couch.
Like,
you can see it, nigga. Back when I was 12, they didn't have no drive-by. They had walk-up.
That nigga was a drive-by blunt, nigga. He was like, oh, shit, the shoe. Boom, go to blunt.
Nigga, I'll shoot that hitting. Motherfucker. They laughing, but the couch about to burn the fuck up. Down there. Yeah. So they all got up. Oh, shit, he threw it on the couch. So they had to go and try to search the couch, and they patting and moving the pillows and shit, thinking that the couch don't catch on fire.
Now you got everybody. Yep. If somebody would have walked in, they'd have thought everybody was crazy.
Yep.
Why they jumping the couch for? What the couch do to them? Putting the couch on now? That's what we doing?
They was taking the pillows because they land on the pillow. So if the pillow catch on fire, because no matter what, nigga, we put a firecracker in a old mattress in the alley and shit. That motherfucker went out bounds. Nigga, it wasn't nothing, nigga. Like, we just laughing and shit.
That shit started catching on fire.
That shit caught on fire like a motherfucker. We were scared as fuck. So it's the same thing. I didn't know like a little ember to go down in your couch and it start burning. And back then, I didn't know that shit. So when I threw it, you know, that's why they grabbed all the pillows off the couch and put them by the door. And they start looking, you know, down on the bottom of the couch. It was one of them couches that had the bed in it.
Mm-hmm.
So they was looking.
That shit will flare up the next day or some shit. That shit will sit there and smolder and flare up later on. And ain't nobody home. Fucking
right.
Couches.
Nigga, couches and the motherfuckers now, them goddamn mattresses do that shit too. That's why before I walk out the studio, because where I be sitting at, where I be working when I'm on the other side of the studio, I sit in one spot in the couch. You know where I be sitting, JoJo. And, fuck around, be smoking a blunt or something, and a fan or something, and hit that motherfucker, I'm brushing the shit out of my leg. So I always be thinking when I go in the house, God damn, what if I go in the house and my studio burn up? Because I knocked that motherfucker on the couch. So I got to come out here and look on the couch. Because I started thinking about when I was a little kid and threw that fucking joint on the couch. So I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, fuck, I'm about to burn my couch up. So sometimes
I'm gonna buy me zigzag.
Oh, nigga, I got zigzag for your ass.
I
was
smoking a long ass time.
Nigga, I got some zigzags, nigga. So long, you could probably put at least a half ounce in that motherfucker.
Wow. A sender with a sender.
And that nigga K-9 hung up. Nigga K-9 gave me a motherfucker Cuban. I'm about to roll that motherfucker up. Body shit.
Okay. I told you. Nigga, if we don't hear from this nigga, we know why. Because that Cuban almost killed
him. I'm going to split that Cuban tomorrow, nigga. And I'm going
to... Tell you. Okay. I tried it. I tried that shit. I was like, ooh. And that shit was... I might as well could have just smoked the blunt without the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm gonna fuck with that Cuban. I smoke like half of the Cuban, so one of them, so I'm just gonna cut it. It'll be like regular size.
Okay, well, when you do it, go live so we can see your reaction and your take.
If y'all give me, as long as I got y'all email address, I gotta do that shit tomorrow. That's when I'm gonna smoke it.
So you need the correct email address?
Huh? Yeah.
You need the email address, right?
Yeah, kingscratch@gmail.com. Just send it to me. I want to make sure I got everybody. I got JoJo. Yeah, I know. JoJo, you didn't send me 1,000 things.
Wait. Hold on, but time out. You going to smoke this thing while you doing the interview?
Fuck yeah.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you. Listen to me. I smoke. I'm telling you, don't do it, because you're not going to finish the interview.
Oh, he going to go to sleep like last time.
No, he ain't going to. He ain't going. I'm telling you, that shit going to fuck your chest up. All
right, I'll wait.
I'm telling you, just wait, because I'm telling you, you want to be at home, because you're going to have the shit. And I'm going to tell you.
What?
I tried it. I'm like, I'm cool. I would never try anything unless it's a regular switch or something.
All right. I had already smoked like half of the motherfuckers, one of them. So I'm going to take all the shit out the half. Then I ain't going to roll it as big as a whole Cuban. I'm just gonna roll a little one, you know what I'm saying?
You ever smoke a backwood?
Yeah.
Okay, just imagine rolling 10 of the motherfuckers together at one and hitting that shit.
Well, goddamn.
I'm just telling you that's how it's gonna hit you. I was like, ooh, I'm on. I paid $17 for a Cuban cigar. Like, yeah, nigga, this shit gonna blow. They got hit that shit like, oh! They got flipped that motherfucker up with, took my weed out and like threw that motherfucker away. So I thought, well, maybe it was just the blunt. So I went and bought a $12 blunt. Out the case, you know what I mean? And I'm like, that shit did the same thing. I was like, you know what? I'm sticking to the switches.
Yeah.
That shit was the worst feeling ever. I was shaking and shit. Felt like I felt like smoking in the motherfucking bird cage.
Oh,
tripping and shit. I'm telling you, nigga, that's how I felt like I was shaking. I was like, oh, no. I was like, you know what I mean? But see, I don't smoke cigarettes, so it really hit me.
Right, I hear you.
That nicotine.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit, y'all, we got about a minute and 45 seconds left, man. Make sure y'all give me those emails. I mean, I think I got everybody's shit, but I got 3 brain cells, and sometimes I can't remember because I got to call this cat. So we ain't going to do no after hours. I got to hang up and call him and see what time we supposed to be on tomorrow. You know, hopefully it ain't too damn early. I think he sent in an email. But I still got to send him the email with all y'all, you know, all y'all emails. So he can put y'all on, you know what I mean? I still got to send Scotty's and Spoonies and all that shit, too. So it's all good. But we going to be back on Friday. JoJo has sent me his nephew, them. What's his name, JoJo?
Prodigy.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we gonna jump into a couple of his joints on Friday and a couple other things. You know, prior to this damn show tomorrow, I gotta make some more commercials because I'm tired of hearing the same ass fucking shit every day. I'm gonna do something. Now, I started something, but they started sounding whack to me, so I'm gonna think of something. Maybe I hit that goddamn Cuban and come up with a whole lot of shit. But anyway, man, True West Radio, man, we gonna get with y'all Friday. Friday, it's all good. We'll see y'all then. Friday it is.
Good word.